Again, it was a
Kalamazoo.
Adventures Learning Center, this is Kristen.
Hey, Kristen.
Hey, Jeff.
How you doing? The intro music is still playing. Can you hear it?
Oh, I can't.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Oh,
but you will when
bummer.
You hear the episode. So, hey, the beginning of the show, we'll be right with you, Kristen. This is Jeff Johnson coming to you live from upstairs studio. Welcome to the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast. I'm here with Lisa the Ooey Gooey Murphy. And my beautiful wife sitting in for Danita Dinger, Tasha Johnson.
Aloha.
And we're also joined by a special out-of-studio guest.
I have to clarify.
Live from, where are you, in a bar or something, Kristen?
Yes, I am.
you're probably like in the office of one of your many programs that you oversee, right?
I am. Probably,
yeah. And that you're what, Kalamazoo right now, right? Ish, yeah. Kalamazoo-ish.
Kalamazoo-ish, yes.
But she's like, what do you drive, like 300 miles a day to cover all your programs? And
I do.
Something
wow.
like that. You're
yes.
awesome. And Kristen, I don't know how to pronounce your last name for me because I never do it right, I don't think.
Ubel.
See? I guess I did do it right.
You did
but
do it right.
Three
mm-hmm.
letters and there's only one vowel and it confuses me. But Kristen... Kristen's office, awesome. We've worked for her a couple times and done presentations, and she's running three programs. Did you open the fourth one yet? You're thinking about
we
it.
We are in the works.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Wow.
She's going to take over the universe.
She is.
And she's got like a gazillion staff, and they are the times I've spent with them, they are energetic and passionate. And, you know, sometimes there's a lunkhead on that. And Kristen weeds them out and moves on. But when we were there this last Halloween time, not only were we making a mess and playing all day long, but there was a Halloween costume contest going on. And there were people dressed, for example, like a giant boob and a repurposed samurai outfit, you know, the inflatable sumo wrestler outfit, the inflatable ones and that kind of stuff. And so it's hilarious. So there's a lot of passion for early learning going on in her programs. But we wanted to talk to Kristen today about the fact that she is a early learning dragon slayer badass.
Woo! She kick ass.
Make a shirt with that.
Put that on one of those little wall hangings you got in the office. I don't know if she would call herself that, but I certainly do because we've talked to a couple other people in previous episodes that are going out there. We talked to Kay, who was on the phone with the governor talking about early learning stuff. We talked with Beth, who's out there. He redid her whole program and faced a lot of scary personal stuff to make those changes. And Kristen's story that I wanted her to talk to us about is the fact that she was having problems with a licensing person, and she did her best to make nice, and then that didn't work, and so she decided to do something else. I got that part pretty much right, didn't I, Kristen?
Yes.
So tell us what was going on and what you did, and because I think it's important, we want to hold you up as an example so other people know that they can do this kind of stuff too when it comes necessary.
We had this licensing consultant for about 3 years. And for some reason, there just was something that she did not like about my program. So we just kind of went with the flow going, geez, you know, what can we do? Because this is our licensing consultant. And do you ever question your licensing consultant for fear of, you know, retaliation or interrogation? So we just kind of never questioned until finally one day we just said, we can't do this anymore. Just because it was affecting, you know, my staff, it was directing my teachers. And instead of our first mindset of, you know, protecting the children, it was going, oh gosh, we're going to have to call our licensing consultant. And we had more fear of that.
And that's not that's not a comfortable way to run a program.
Mm-mm. No. And, you know, our initial, if an incident or an accident were to happen, our first mindset would always go to, oh gosh, we're going to have to consult, you know, we have to inform our consultant, and now it's going to be put against us. So There was a lot of fear, you know.
And so you after 3 years, you go on with this and you try to make nice with her and all that kind of stuff. And then you have that realization. And so it's scary and uncomfortable and you do it anyway. And that's the part, that moment where you go from, oh, God, what am I going to do, to deciding what you're going to do. That's that clarifying moment is what I'm most interested in. What did that feel like? And, you know, was it like a light bulb coming on thing that, okay, here's what I'm going to do? Or was it something you thought about for a long time to get there and strategized? Or how did I got to do something to the actual doing part, I guess?
Well, I guess at that time I was directing the centers, you know, for the 3 years that I went through that with her.
Uh-huh.
And I had two co-directors that had taken over, and to watch them go through it where I was like, oh, I can handle this. I'm just going to do this. Where when I saw them have to go through it and actually sit down with her and, you know, for the renewal, that's where I was like, I can't watch them go through this. You know, and it's not fair. It's not fair for them to run a quality program with the fear of her. And so that's where I said, we can't do this any longer.
So you're okay going through it yourself, but you don't want to put your people through it.
Yeah, no, it's not fair to them.
And that's what makes you a badass dragging slayer, early learning
specialist.
Ninja. Oh, ninja. Yeah.
And I need a shirt, man.
I know.
Oh, I'll make you a shirt.
Like kung fu, like with your legs up like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that'd be a good.
I want that shirt.
Early learning badass.
Now wear jeans every day.
I was going to get to that. Tell me about the jean thing. For listeners that didn't happen to be there.
Hold on. Are you going to circle back? So what ended up happening?
This is a tease. We're going to get back to that.
Oh, okay.
Because what she did
Lisa's
is.
Lisa's on edge.
I don't know the story.
Yeah, the thing is, we put listeners on the edge of their seat.
Oh.
The jean thing. And so we're out a little bit the night before the conference. And before that, we visited one of your programs and when I'm talking to and I find out that staff aren't allowed to wear jeans at your program, and I had a little bit of a hissy fit because I'm an ass and
I own it.
Get him a shirt that says I'm an ass.
And so after having these conversations before we left the establishment we were at the night before the event, I said, you know,
library.
I'm gonna throw you under the bus with your staff tomorrow morning, first thing. And you're like, okay. And then I did it, and you were like wearing your hangover hat.
I heard about that hat, Kristen. I think that's fantastic. And you can tell, go buy one.
You can tell the correct story after I get done telling the Jeff enhanced one. And so anyway, what happened with the jeans? Can your staff wear jeans now?
They can.
And so did you, what policy did you come up with? Because I know you were concerned about tears and being able to read the label on their underwear through it, or know that they're not wearing any and that kind of stuff. So what's the policy you came up with?
I actually turned it over to them and challenged them to tell me why they thought that they should wear jeans. And I turned it over to all three centers, and you'd be amazed at some of the things that I got put on my desk. Anywhere from actually cut out jeans with cards in them that have, you know, this is going to improve productivity. Oh, I can't talk. And,
it's a big word.
Well, this is the Child Care Bar and Grill. We all have that problem sometime we're recording.
And what was some of the other ones? Oh, actually somebody went to the mall and took pictures of jean prices versus khakis or slack prices.
Uh-huh.
And made a little scrapbook for me for that. So they really got into it.
That's one thing about your staff that impresses me is their creativity. When we were garbage can jousting in the hallway and shooting glitter out of the vacuum cleaner, I realized that there's some creative people here. And so they came up with the policy themselves and we worked something out, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So they know what the expectations are, and if they fail to follow them, then they personally get it taken away from them, I guess.
You can't go wrong with that. That's another thing that makes you an early learning badass as an administrator is the fact that you gave your staff ownership of creating the rules. And if more programs did that, they would have happier staff,
yes,
right, Lisa?
Yes, they would.
Yeah. And so that's great. And so now back to we got everybody hanging on their edge. You're at your breaking point.
She's on her nails.
Lisa's down to her second knuckle and she's got a mouthful of pink wig hair. And so you're at your breaking point. You got the new staff. You want to protect them from this. She's not evil though, but it makes a better story.
She's a dragon.
Yeah, she's a dragon. This fire breathing dragon of a licensing person. And what do you do?
I actually, the three of us sat down, the two co-directors of this center and myself. We sat down. We came up with a letter. We also had some of our staff that drafted. Lee was influenced by her and had them write some letters. And we sent them to the division state director and, invited him to our concerns, actually quoted from one of his newsletters that is sent out. And we welcomed him to come and visit our center. And he came here.
I got to tell you, she sent me the letter to read, and the letter was just real succinct, to the point, professional, just nothing but hey, here's a problem, want to talk about it letter, and I'm glad it worked, and I think that letter could be a model for people that are in the situation that don't know exactly how to put the words together, right? You did great with that. And so he shows up, does he show up by himself, or what happens?
He didn't. He showed up with the area manager also. So the two of them and the co-directors and myself all sat down and, just talked about it. And, they had some good points. And we said, you guys are always encouraging about how this should be a team effort between, your consultant and the center, because the ultimate goal is the same, where we didn't feel that way, and sometimes you don't, because when your licensing consultant comes in, you think that they're on your side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they should be on your side.
They're there to help you.
They can't call it a team effort and have it be that way. They've got to put in some effort to make that happen. And
absolutely.
And that wasn't happening for you. And so you have this conversation. Were you scared?
We didn't know the way it was going to go.
Yeah.
Just kind of said, we just can't do it anymore, uh-huh. And so kind of just looked to them for advice and suggestions and resources that would be able to help us bring, resolution or, get this relationship, where it was more calming for all of us.
Yeah. So what happened next?
They were here probably for a good hour and a half, and we showed them around the program, just to show them, here, we're awesome, and this is what we're
and
doing.
And you are.
So. I'm sorry?
Oh, you are awesome. Your programs, they're wonderful.
Yeah, just to show them, we don't feel like we're doing anything wrong, and we don't understand why it's being in her eyes that we are. So it probably took about a month maybe. And then the licensing consultant and area manager ended up showing up here.
So the dragon shows up with her boss.
Yes. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. And,
we shouldn't call her the dragon. That's not nice.
It's a good visual. So, it breaks down everybody's part. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they show up and?
They show up and start going over some report, and I kind of just was done, and I just wasn't going to take loan from her anymore, and so I started questioning her and asking her, where is this in licensing, and why do you feel like this, and true dragon lady came out right in front of her, and so kind of just put my hands up, and I said, and this is what we're talking about here, and so...
Was there any kind of finger snap or eye roll kind of thing going on? Did you do that?
Was there a bam?
No, I kind of put my hands up like I have
this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And are you like, you're like all cool and calm, and are you yep. like getting all up
I
in
was.
Her? Yeah,
and
awesome.
She was about to come across my desk and strangle me, and that's when I said, this is what we're talking about.
If that would have happened, so, could she have taken you if that would have happened?
No.
No, God.
Jeez, really?
Well, I like to ask, you know, listeners were wondering.
Well, okay. I mean, okay. If this fight happens,
well, who's going to win? And so how did her boss react to this?
Her boss said, well, you know, we have came to the decision that it would be in everybody's best interest that you were reassigned into a new consultant.
And did like that happen in the room, or was that like you get a phone call a week later or something?
Nope, that was actually in the room.
On the spot.
Wow, there's everything in all of our power to just nod our heads and say thank you for your time.
When you went inside, you're clapping and jumping up and down and high-fiving.
Woo! Once they left, you know, we made sure they were out of the parking lot.
Well, that's very professional.
That was wise.
We ran up and down the hallways, and we're yelling and screaming that time that we have a new consultant.
Good. Congratulations.
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Oh. I think I actually sent you that email.
Oh, that's hilarious. And so the new consultant, how's that working out? Is it?
They're so scared to death of you, right?
Is it a better fit for you?
It'd be hilarious if it was somebody who was worse.
I know. Oh, well, my actually, God. Our new consultant, she was our consultant for the first 2 years.
That's right.
And then they redistrict. So we have her back, which we absolutely adore and always have, which is the one who we always consulted before we would call our licensing consultant. Hey, you know, we just had an awesome relationship. Uh-huh. And so she was here just the last couple weeks ago just to say hey. And her and I, we've been, you know, together. We had been together for a while before that time. And she, when the switch was made to the other dragon lady, she actually personally apologized because she was sorry it's happening. And I was like, no, please tell me this isn't happening. So it's nice to have her back.
Well, that's great. Because if the state talks about it being a team effort between the program and the licensing consultant, there needs a relationship there, and there needs to be effort put in on both sides. And you weren't getting that with one person, and you are with the one you had before. And that's wonderful, and that's something I'd like to see in all programs, of course. But it doesn't happen. From the stories I hear, the anecdotal evidence is that it doesn't happen near frequently enough. There are a lot of dragon ladies out there doing this job, and I don't know if it's because you get a state job and keys to a state car and a red pen and a clipboard and a little bit of power, and it goes to your head and you feel controlling if certain people are drawn to those kind of jobs or what it is. But when you can find a good one, boy, you got to
love them and
keep that relationship going, because it's a huge difference. And so now your staff is more relaxed and not freaking out about every bump and stuff that happens.
Bruce and that one child who, you know, seems gravity is a little more stronger.
We had an accident, an incident a couple weeks ago, and, you know, and we all, it's a team effort to make sure everything's happening the way it's supposed to be, being cared for, and, you know, and then after the incident, you kind of can just sit back and breathe and be like, oh gosh, you know, whew, that was crazy, to where this time we sat back and we all looked at each other and said, that's the first time in the last 3 years that we actually could think about taking care of this child versus going, we are going to get in so much trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's a...
Wow. And that's you could breathe through the situation.
That's a big thing. And Lisa Murphy, I got to tell you, we visited a couple of their programs, and they've got these incredible outside play spaces that I've fallen in love with. The second program we visited this last trip, they've got this awesome mud kitchen.
Oh, I like mud
kitchens. And it's just beautiful. And then this Lutz party with boards and everything. And we're out there, and it's like November, October, because because it's Halloween time, and the kids are out there in their jackets and they're hauling big boards around and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's just wonderful. And when you create those environments, those inviting environments, every once in a while somebody gets a bump on the nose, and that's expected. And when you're licensing people are freaking about every little thing.
Mm-hmm. It's stressful. Yeah. And you're compromising what you know to be best practice because you're worried about keeping somebody else happy. It becomes easier to keep the dragon lady appeased. And so we'll start saying, oh, well, we can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. And when in our heart of hearts, we know that we
more
should not
be doing
that.
Than anything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we covered that. We covered the jeans. We covered the hat.
Jeff has a little bullet list.
Maybe we should clarify the hat thing a little better. My understanding is that you have a special hat that you wear, and you wear it a little bit low to let staff know that it's time to just maybe leave you alone because you had a rough
workout.
Workout.
I've had a couple of those days.
Yeah, you've caused a couple of them too.
I'm so sorry. I still was like,
I heard you broke.
You broke
Tasha.
We told Lisa how you broke Tasha, and Lisa's yes.
Totally new experience for me. Thank you. You know, I had to wait till I was 44 for it.
And so we got to touch on the one more thing. We got to touch on the running thing because you're like a. Yeah, we're going here.
No.
Because you're like a runner, and I see all your posts like, oh, quick 10 miles today and all that kind of stuff. And I think, oh God, I hate her. Because while you're doing that, I'm like eating a donut, and I'm thinking,
he'll
I could get
half
off
of it though.
I could no, I eat the whole donut, and then
slowly.
Half of another one, and
wondering
and,
if they're back from their run.
Yeah, and I'm thinking,
I'm nice and warm.
I'm thinking she's.
They are.
I could get off up my on my off up 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 off. See, she got me flustered because she's a machine. I could get off up off my butt and exercise myself, but. I'll just vicariously pretend like I did the run too. And so I'm telling Lisa last night that, oh, you'll like Kristen because she's a runner too. She's done marathons. And Lisa's like, what, she stopped at 26 miles? So what do you got to say about that? Come over the table at Lisa.
And then she tried to kill me.
No. Lisa's like, oh, I've got 3 ultras going on this year. And, that's... No, you guys are.
I bow down to you.
Oh, stop!
Stop! Yeah.
It keeps me off the Ritalin.
I couldn't wait for that point two.
Oh yeah. Well, that's the longest part of the whole thing is that point two.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. I think obviously if you're trained properly, you can do anything.
I agree 100%.
And so, do you have any more of those little 26.2 mile runs planned? And I'm like,
I'm
going to be winded when I go downstairs to get a drink in a little bit.
What marathon are you doing?
I'm going to do Kalamazoo, which is pretty rough, I hear, just because our elevations are so crazy. Not elevations, but like the hills.
The hills,
Is it road?
Do not.
It's a road.
Have it be your first marathon.
Is it a road? It's a road marathon or a trail?
It's a road.
Road.
Yep.
Got it. When is it?
And then I'm going to do Chicago.
Oh, good. I did Chicago the year that the guy died. I mean, you shouldn't probably say it like that, but
it's a reference point.
It is. It was the year that they, it was so hot that they closed, they shut the race down. I finished in time, so I actually got an official time and stuff, but that was a brutal course that year. It was like 110 degrees or some crazy.
Oh, and there's all that, that's a heat sink too, I bet.
Oh, my gosh, it was crazy. Oh, good for you. Have you done Chicago before?
I haven't.
Okay,
so
it's
I've
fantastic.
I've never done a fall event. I step back. This year was my first fall event that I trained for because summers just are so. I love winter. Give me the colder, the better, the more snow. Summer, I struggle with. The heat is just.
It's hard to train in the heat.
So that's a struggle for me, but I figured that I would try Chicago.
That'll be awesome.
It'll be
a fun road trip for you too, because I'm sure you'll have some other fun while you're in Chicago.
Yes, as long as it's after the race.
There's always
the
beer. See, you should run marathons because then you get beer when you're done.
But I can just have beer.
You could watch them.
You made me think of another thing. Okay, is there a correlation between your running and your being able to relinquish some control to your staff, and your being able to step up and do the scary thing with the state? Does the running help put you in the mental place where you can do those things? And how is there a relationship there?
It's my sanity.
Yeah.
I hear you, love. Yeah. It's the only time my brain shuts off.
And I think that's something that a lot of people, especially in your position as an administrator over early learning programs, when you've got all the staff and all the paperwork and all the budget things and all that to deal with, is that some people become so consumed with that job that they don't have that thing they can go to for their sanity. And I think that would, if people want to become early learning badasses like Kristen, they need to kind of find that thing to keep their head in the right mm-hmm. place, don't they?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. And we were just talking about that the other day about, you know, everything that comes across your desk or plate, and how you can choose to be a crotchety old person or a really tough person, or you can, you know, have an outlet and be physically, mentally, emotionally healthy, and just kind of let it roll, and let's continue on with the next issue.
Absolutely. What's the one wall hanging thing in your office say? Can't remember.
Which one?
Yeah, you know that one.
What's put your big girl panties on and deal with it.
There you go. That's the one. And because I knew I was going to be talking to you today, I put on my big girl panties and I'm warm to podcast here.
Ooh. Because a panty episode.
Sometimes I just
I
like to
need pictures.
No, you don't. You don't want to see those pictures. Sometimes in the upstairs studio here, I like to feel a little bit pretty.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, we're out of time. I'm glad you took the time to join us. And I got to tell you, when we see you next time, we'll have a couple shots, but I'm not going to post any pictures on Facebook this time. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. We're like, what's wrong with this?
Oh,
nothing was wrong with it.
We're just a couple people having a good old time.
Yeah.
It's not like you were in childcare at this
time. Well, yeah. Yeah.
We're, no pissy attitudes.
That's so, right. That's right. That was
what
we were
doing.
That was a fun place, too. Well, we'll talk soon, and we'll see you on Facebook. Thank you much.
And good luck in your running.
And keep it up.
Yes,
and
you, too.
Thank you.
And Lisa, she's jealous about you something.
I'm very proud of you.
Yeah. And you're younger. Lisa might run farther, but you're younger.
She's younger than me?
Yeah, she's younger than you.
I'm sure.
Oh, no, I'm a trail runner. So we're the slow and steady wins those 50 milers.
And she's probably killing rattlesnakes on the way, too. I
stepped on a snake one time.
Oh, well, I got to save that for another pod.
Yeah.
Make
sure to give your wifey a smooch for me.
All right. That's my favorite thing about Kristen. Every time I hear from her on Facebook,
Kristen,
I say, give Tasha a smooch. And it's like I feel it's my duty.
It is your duty.
It's
a very good one also.
My duty. I have a good duty.
Your duty's good, duty.
Hey, we'll talk soon. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And this has been another episode of the Child Care Bar and Grill Podcast. I'm Jeff Johnson. Been here with Lisa Murphy, my lovely wife Tasha, and Kristen joining us from the Kalamazoo area in Michigan. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
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 Brrr.
Aww. Wow, good.
Danita, Lisa, and Jeff would love to hear from you. Leave a message at 888-401-6116 or connect online at facebook.com/childcarebarandgrill.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production. For all your wig, party, and novelty needs, check out ustoy.com. The official wig sponsor of the Child Care Bar and Grill Podcast. Hey, if you want to support the show, there's a couple things you can do. You can go to iTunes and give it 5 stars. You can visit and comment on the Child Care Bar and Grill Facebook page. You can share the show with a friend, or you can become a patron and support us at patreon.com/explorations.